Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Sharla Howard, Debbie Stanton, and Millie Youngquist, speaking about a proposed hotel-motel tax that will be up on a special election August 1st in the city of Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The thing that I really dislike hearing is when people talk about how Washington is such a great little secret jewel in the state. And, you know, it's really sweet when they say that, but to me, it always breaks my heart a little bit because, like, well, I don't want it to be a secret. You know, we all love Washington, so we want other people to know how great it is. And we have so many wonderful restaurants and, you know, retail establishments that tourists can come and visit. So I think I'm just very excited to be able to share our story with more of the state and the region.
And the world's oldest movie theater.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Continuous movie theater. So we've got some big things going on here, and I agree with Debbie and Millie that we don't want it to be a secret. We want to blast it all over the place and bring more people here, and that's what this revenue will help us do.
Yes.
And with the referendum, what percentage is needed then for it to pass?
It's just 50% plus one. So it's just a simple majority, which is nice, you know, a little bit less of a climb. Also, this time, we're completely supported by all of the hotel motel owners in town. That is a huge difference from, you know, past votes. And I think it just speaks to where we are as a community, that we understand that, you know, Washington needs to be promoted, that the more people that come into town, the more beds are going to be sold, and so the more revenue it'll make. So I'm really excited that we have support of all of those owners.
And the more people that come to visit Washington, the more people that actually may choose to move here and build our local economy and help us in so many ways. I don't think we're going to have some huge bubble of population coming here, but I think a slow and steady growth and improvements throughout the years is what we're about.
We've even talked in some of our meetings how we are realizing now the fact that we've really been missing out. We could have been collecting revenue and doing all of these promotions and projects for many years, which other communities have been able to take advantage of, and we just haven't had that advantage. So that's why we feel so strongly serving on this committee, getting the vote out by August 1st. Everyone show up. You can even do absentee voting. That's very important for those who can't make it to the polls. It's important that everyone understands this revenue and tax, whatever you want to call it, even though we're not being taxed here in the city, it's really important for people to understand that it's going to improve where they live and just increase that quality of life that we all desire to have.
And I think back, you know, in just the last couple of years, you've had the 175th celebration with a lot of folks coming to town. You had RAGBRAI, and this wasn't in place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And with all of this, can you tell us a little bit about the committee that's been working behind the scenes to get everything ready? How many people are involved?
Oh, it's kind of increases and decreases. So I would say about 15 to 20 maybe on our email list, and definitely 10 to 12 that regularly meet. And we're all volunteers, community members that just love Washington and want to see Washington's story shared.
We're trying to meet weekly as we can right now until the referendum vote. But we're always welcoming new committee members. We welcome anyone in the community of Washington who is supportive of this. And we also welcome anyone who's not sure about it or has questions about it or doesn't understand it. You know, I think it's important for us to get the education out to the people so they really understand this is not against them. This is 100% for them. And I think it's important for people to get that information. If they have any questions, they can contact any of us that are involved with this.
And we will be sending out some mailers and have a website that is going to be live here really soon. So,
and I think members of our committee are going to go out and maybe speak to local service groups, do a short little program question and answer session in July, preparing for this August vote.
Just encourage people to please get to the poll August 1st or absentee vote if you need to. If you need any help with any of that, if you don't have any idea what you're doing, please give us a call. We'll help you with that as well.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sharla Howard, Debbie Stanton, and Millie Youngquist speaking about a proposed hotel-motel tax that will be on the ballot August 1st for the city of Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart.